phones are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning. We want to welcome you to Wednesday Live. We have some special guest that's going to be joining us this morning, and we're looking forward to having you with us as well. And right now at the moment, I have in the studio my phone making some nice little music for us because we're waiting for some people to come off hold. Rhett Palmer is with us. Let's see if we can hear Rhett down here this morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Rhett, you swam. Did you swim down or drive down from Vero?
Really, it was teeming, to say the least. Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs this morning. Yeah, we don't want to hit any of those. Dave, you're with us this morning.
I am delighted to be here, Jonathan.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And we're delighted that we could meet up with you all this morning. And we are going to be talking with Tim Popatic in just a moment. Tim, are you there yet?
Yes, we are on the line, Jonathan.
Okay, Tim, welcome. I understand Dr. Crandall, Chauncey Crandall, had an emergency this morning, so he's not able to join us. But my note did tell me that someone else sounds like the hurricane just moved in. there we go. Well, okay.
Listen, we have a very, very special guest with us, Glenda Rambo.
Glenda Rambo, excellent.
Is joining us this morning, and Glenda's been on before with us. She is part of our team down in South Florida, and we are just excited. So, Glenda, welcome to the call.
Is this the Glenda, the prayer warrior that is from Palm Beach County?
That is the one and only Glenda. Maybe greet everybody.
Hey, you guys. I'm excited to be here because of what's getting ready to happen. Heaven's getting ready to open on Flagler, and we're going to see a demonstration, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Fire of God is going to fall. God is shifting the body of Christ. He's shifting ministries, and I believe this outreach on Flagler is the beginning of a visitation. The four winds are coming together in the Spirit, and there's going to be a mighty force to come out of this. And John the Baptist said, I baptize you in water, but there's one greater than I coming, and he'll baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
And the fire is coming. The attributes of God are coming on this earth. We're going to see the glory. We're going to see the fire and demonstration like we've never seen. This is a move of the Holy Ghost this season that we're in. It's a pattern interruption. And by that, I mean he's shifting us. He's kicking our legs out from under us. He's shifting us and putting us in places that we're going to use the power. And the Holy Spirit is coming like a mighty rushing wind. And down on Flagler, if you're hearing this voice, you need to be there. You need to bring people that haven't been able to get set free. Because once the fire falls, it's him dropping that inside them and setting them free, and they'll never have to go to a class and learn how to walk in it. This is a move of the Lord on Flagler. It's a shift for the local churches. It's a shift for our community, and you need to be there. And I just encourage everyone that's hearing this. This is not just a little outreach. This is a marking and a time that God is publicly shifting the body of Christ, and the evangelist is hooking up with the local pastors and bringing this great revival.
When and where is this happening?
We have listeners. Yeah, they don't know what we're talking about, Tim. Let's start from the beginning again and let people know.
I'm sorry.
No, we appreciate you.
Glenda, you're on fire.
That's good.
We're not sorry at all. That's awesome. If you're just joining in, this is Wednesday Live, but we're talking about a healing encounter night that's coming to the Mayor Amphitheater, downtown West Palm Beach. Tim, give us the details, dates, times, and then we can move on.
Everything that Glenda is talking about is this. So here's the logistics for it. So we are going to be live at the Meyer Amphitheater. So if you're familiar with Sunfest, which is a big festival just happened, we are in the exact same location. It's off of Canada Street in Flagler Drive. It's right downtown in downtown West Palm Beach. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. So we're kicking off at 6 p.m. this Sunday. This Saturday night, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The heavens are going to open, and then Sunday, which is Pentecost Sunday, from 5 to 8 p.m. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing night. We've got worship with Roy Comfort, who is the worship leader from Trinity International. Roy used to be with Jensen Franklin. He is a very gifted...
Tim, we're losing you. I don't know what... We need a better phone connection for you. We're losing you.
Okay. Yeah, he's a gifted... He is a gifted worship leader. And so he is from... he came out of Jensen Franklin. And so we're super excited about having Roy with us. But we would ask if you have folks who are sick, to bring the sick. If you have folks who are lost, bring the lost. The fire of God is going to fall, and we are super excited about this opportunity. So maybe we can have Glenda pray.
And also remember that there's Dr. Crandall is going to be there, and I believe there's no one more qualified. The Book of Acts was written by Dr. Luke, and Dr. Crandall is carrying the healing anointing and his whole team. So it's going to be an awesome time. And Lord, we just come before you right now.
Thank
we
you,
just
Father.
Call forth the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord. Begin to blow the trumpet in Zion, Lord. Begin to sound the alarm, Lord, to round up the people that need a touch from you, Lord. Not by might, not by power, but from you, Lord. Father God, we call that area. We send the angels around to hover over that property, Lord. But Father God, we call them in, Lord. We call the lost in, the sick, the drug addict, Lord, people that are struggling, Lord, that need a touch from you, that are frightened, Lord, because of this pandemic that's hit, Lord, and they need a settling in the spirit, and they need an encounter with you, Lord. We call them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, that the word will go forth with demonstration and power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Once again, healing encounter coming to Palm Beach County Mayor Amphitheater downtown West Palm Beach Saturday, this coming Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m., Sunday, 5 to 8 p.m., worship, prayer, healing, and revival. You can go to healingencounternights.com. And Tim, what else do you have to say before we move on this morning?
Yeah, I'll just say one more thing. If you are a church or a ministry and you are interested in coming and putting up a 10 by 10 tent, we would invite you to come and represent down there at the Meyer Amphitheater. You can come and bring a 10 by 10 tent. We would just love to know that you're coming. So if you'd like, if you could just let us know, that would be great. So you can register your tent at healingencounternights.com. And if you want more information, you can also, there is an 800 number. Let me just get that real quick here. But we would love to have anybody come down and be part of this with us. So the number to get, sorry, I'm looking for the number here.
And Tim, you have the body of Christ. Pastors are coming. You have a pastor that's really kind of hosting you, and this is tied directly with the local churches, so we really need their support of their sheep.
Very
come
important.
Out, Amen. Be a part.
Very important.
Yeah. Absolutely. Here's the number, guys. Sorry, I was. So it's 855-932-3081. 855-932-3081. And if you text the word team, TEAM, to 855-932-3081, that'll come to us, and we'll know that you're interested in putting up a tent, and we will register your group. But we're going to line that field with tents. It's going to be a beautiful display of Jesus, and we're welcoming folks to come out and join us in prayer, and also bring people that need prayer. We're going to see signs and wonders, miracle signs and wonders this weekend. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So the times again are 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, June 4th, and on June 5th, it will be Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m., which is Pentecost Sunday.
Amen.
And God is going to show up. So thank you again for letting us share about this tonight, today, Jonathan.
Thank you very much. And Glenda, great talking with you. It's been a little while since I've seen you. I know you've been up our way at some of our events, and know that God's using you to bring people together for prayer down south. And once again, Chauncey Crandall, a healing encounter night. God is definitely going to show up here at the Meyer Amphitheater downtown West Palm Beach, June the 4th and the 5th, this weekend, Saturday 6 to 9 p.m., Sunday 5 to 8 p.m. It is a free event. Bring your families, young people, children, bring the sick, bring the needy, bring the hungry. You know, come out to receive the word of God and expect a miracle, because God is in the miracle working business. Again, worship, prayer, and healing, revival. You can go to healingencounternights.com. God bless you, Tim. Have an awesome rest of the week, and we're looking forward to a tremendous weekend.
Thank you, Jonathan. And it's rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Very important.
Rain or shine. You come, and there's parking, paid parking, and the garages are on the street.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings to you all. We'll look to stay in touch. Keep us posted. God bless. Goodbye.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, David, what do we have that's come in the mail? We have some other guests we're going to be jumping to here in just a moment.
Yes, well, we have from Heather, a longtime listener, and she sent a donation, and with this, a little note that says, I still enjoy your programs online here in Miami, and they are a great blessing. Thank you for all you do, Heather. And Heather, we thank you. We thank you much for that. Those comments, we appreciate that. And yes, if you are outside of our broadcast area, you can listen to us on WCNO.com. That's what she does.
All right, and I'm hopeful that I have John Nelson on air. I can hear some squealing out there. I don't know if that's a chair squeaking or what. John, can you hear me okay?
That's squeaking, brother. I'm getting old.
It's squeaking, squeaking. Well, amen. John, you're involved in ministry that's really important, and we just have a few minutes here. Tell us what's coming up, and what do you have to say to our family today? I know there's a fundraising event, a golf event that's getting ready to take place.
Yeah, June 17th, the Trident Golf Course here and over there by Club Med. Great friends, and with your guys' help, we're actually only one sponsor away from sponsoring out. We're within 10 golfers of being to our max. So, you know, God's good.
Praise God. So one more sponsor and 10 more golfers, and you will hit the max.
Yes, sir.
So it's time to make the call. So, John, how do people get a hold of you?
772-285-5828 or John Nelson, John at familiesrecover.org.
All right.
That is my cell number, and can't wait to see. We got Channel 5 coming out. We got great people from the radio station coming out, and it's just going to be great. It's just going to be great. The first fundraiser in 2 years, COVID kind of stopped all that, but you know what? The door stayed open, and believe it or not, we're debt-free.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know the
10 years later.
It's been a real tough time. You know, John, someone is probably, well, I know we have people listening that are not familiar with Families Recover. Would you just give us a thumbnail introduction again so people know who you are, what this is about, and one more time, the event?
Here we go, John Nelson. We started Families Against Drunk Driving 10 years ago. We had personal tragedies. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated 10 years as a 501c3. 6 years ago, we added Families Recover because families are affected by more than anybody. We have families affected. So that was because of the spike in heroin and opiate use and human trafficking. So, you know, we've really been working with a lot of municipalities, and we want to educate the youth. We got a bunch of kids coming out to the event. You know, if anybody's out there suffering, please, you don't have to suffer. You know, God's got an antidote for you, and I can help you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. John, keep calling us. We want to have you on air every week as we move up toward this event. And not this year, but, you know, maybe by the next year, this new knee that I'm sporting here, maybe it'll be broken in enough to where I can get out there and be
a
part.
Well, listen, you can putt.
Remember,
it's a scramble. So you bring a really good guy to drive the ball. You bring someone really good that can get you on the green, and then you put it home.
Yeah, I might have to find a putting green, you know, do a little practice. I don't want to embarrass
exactly.
You or any of the real
you
golfers.
You're going to embarrass me. I'm terrible.
Well, listen. This is all for the King and the Kingdom. And once again, John Nelson, Families Recover. And we are looking forward to this event that's coming up. And, John, we're keeping you in prayer as well that the Lord will just give you all the strength that you need, and that God strengthens you as well as the entire ministry team that you have, and that many lives are touched and changed by the power of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're blessed.
Amen. We are.
Have a great day.
Blessings.
Hey,
blessings, John. Yeah.
We want one of your guys to win that $1 million tee off shot because.
Yeah, you better talk. Give us a 1 minute promo on that. There is a $1 million hole, right?
Yes, you can get, if we got three openings, you come out, you buy a super ticket, you get a chance to go out on number 10, 166 yards. The three closest to the pin go back out with the pros and a camera, because it's got to be videotaped. You put one in the hole, you go home with $1 million.
Wow, and you had a suggestion on how that $1 million should be dispersed, right?
Well, I think you guys should get 33%. I should get 33%, and they keep 33%.
There you go. There you go. Well, hey, John, listen, we love you, and we'll look to connect with you next week. So you have 10 spots open, and you have room for one more sponsor, and then you'll be fully wrapped up. Listen, if you haven't made that call yet, John, give the phone number out one more time and how they can get a hold of you.
Families Recover, 772-285-5828.
Okay, good deal. Blessings, my friend. We love you, and thank God for you. Take care.
See ya.
All right, bye. Well, David, we now have a full studio. In fact, we have maybe an extra chair, and this is quite awesome. There is Gospel to the World that is coming, and we are going to hear a little music, hear a promo, and then we're going to be chatting with Mr. Gallimore, and we are going to be letting you know about what's getting ready to happen. You've probably heard the spots already. You're going to want to be a part of this.
Kenmore Gallimore Ministry proudly presents Gospel to the World.
Gospel to the World. Featuring
gospel greats like Prodigal Son, Mr. Gallimore.
Stop it, you little perp. This is a public announcement.
Shepherd. Carrie Dunner.
No other God like you. Nobody else that's pure around you.
A.G. Icon.
Living by faith and not by sight.
Pastor Denise Thor. Remnant Worshippers.
And MC Nikki B.
Gospel to the World. Saturday, June 4th at Life Changing Ministries. 1474 Southeast Village Green Drive, Port St. Lucie. Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets are $25 pre-sold, $35 at the door. Purchase tickets gospeltotheworld.eventbrite.com. Call 561-563-1969. Sponsored by the Gallimore Motor Group.
Jesus bigger than what people say. Jesus bigger than what people say.
Wow.
All right. Now, that's some high-powered introduction stuff going on right there, Mr. Amen. Gallimore. Now, you have some friends along with you. All the mics are hot. You need to get right in on the mic so we can hear you. Welcome to Wednesday Live here at WCNO, and I believe this may be the first time that you've been on air with us in the studio.
Yes, it's a pleasure. You know, it's my very first time. You know, I heard about you guys. You know, I always listen to you guys on the radio.
So awesome. Said, cool.
You know, let me partner with you guys in this venture, Gospel to the World, you know.
David, have you noticed his beautiful southern country accent that
yes.
he has?
I love it. Yes,
I Jamaican. Love it. It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening and even more for coming and being a part with us. Talk to us about this event that's coming up, and I'm going to see if I can get a little bit of atmosphere created here about now with a little bit of music in the background.
Definitely. Well, Gospel to the World is a reggae gospel event.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We do Caribbean gospel, and the main purpose is to reach the unsaved in this territory.
Awesome.
You know, in Port St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, I'm really looking to turn it into a tour. And I'm going to be touring with all my friends from back home. I have Prodigal Son, who's going to be headlining the event. I have Shepherd Orisal. These guys are some of the big names in the Caribbean reggae gospel.
Yeah.
So we started out in the 90s, you know, when reggae gospel was not readily accepted in church. And we were the young men, youngsters who fought for it to be accepted. Mm. So God gave me this vision and say, hey, look, you need to take the gospel to the four corners of the earth, you know, because we've been in the four walls too much.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You know, that's where we're most effective. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes. And what God is doing, it's so awesome. And I just touched on that earlier before you came into the studio about God is using every platform,
yes.
every media to get the word out today, because we're moving to the grand revival. And I've always enjoyed reggae.
Yes.
And especially the Christian genre of reggae, because, of course, the message is so powerful, and you're drawn into the message by the beat and the words. Mm-hmm. And it's just really powerful stuff. Today is the day.
Yes.
These days, when Amen. This happens. So that's just an incredible, wonderful, and Holy Spirit filled.
All right, let's give the details again, because someone's listening. They want to know what this event is. They want to know where it's going to be, mm-hmm. what the date is, and what time it's going to happen, and how they can get more information. So, Mr. Gallimore, would you help us with that?
Yeah, well, Gospel to the World will be on the 4th. It's this Saturday, 4th of June, and it's going to be in Port St. Lucie, 1474 Southeast Village Green Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida. And doors open at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And showtime is going to be at 7 p.m. The tickets are, you know, contribution of $25. You know, we said 35 at the door, because we want everybody to get their ticket as early as possible.
Sure, of course.
And that's what I'm saying. But if they come, and, you know, if somebody come, and even if they can't afford, still come out, you know, because the main aim is to really get the word out. It's not a money-making venture. It's really to get the message out. Amen. You know, we want to bring Jesus Christ to the four corners of the earth.
Amen.
And that's the purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
So they would go to gospeltotheworld.eventbrite.com?
Yeah, to purchase tickets.
Okay, gospeltotheworld.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. Is there a phone number connected as well?
Yes. If you need information, you can call 561-563-1969. Again, 561-563-1969.
Okay. Now, you have some guests here. We need to introduce them. So let's introduce your friends that are with you today, and let's hear a little snippet of your God story, and then we'll talk a little more about the event.
Definitely. So we're going to talk about, this is Aureus Al Shepherd, known in the industry as Shepherd. He's a powerful minister. People love this song that he has called What a Day, because it's like reminding us that the coming of the Lord is near, because sometimes Amen. We need to be aware as people of God that, you know, God is coming back for this Amen. Earth, and we need to get ready. We need to be prepared. And, you know, this young man is awesome. He's going to introduce himself. Shepherd.
Yes. God Welcome, bless you, Shepherd. Everyone. God Welcome. Bless you. God bless you. It's a privilege for me to be here today, and, you know, just to share, you know, with more God people, yeah. you know, more of God's people, yeah. you know, yeah. whenever we get together, I mean, even in the book of Acts, it says all the believers were together and had everything in common, you right. know,
yep. yeah.
so it's a privilege to really, it's a joy to be among you. Well, I'm from Kingston, Jamaica, as you heard earlier, and my music, it's about just pulling God's people, enjoying Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Right? It's about enjoying Amen. Christ, Amen. Everything yes. in Christ. Amen. Yes, because with what happening now in this world, there's so much overwhelming thing, but love covers a multitude of sin, all right? Yes, so know. What we do, we love upon people, we love upon everyone that we come in contact with. You know, when we are on stage and we look at someone in the audience, you can look and see someone that needs to be encouraged, yes, right? You can yes. see if they're enjoying themselves. Yep. You focus on them and you point at them and you said something to them that feel good about themselves. Maybe that person was thinking, man, nobody cares about me. You know, but you look at that person in the crowd and you say, you know, Jesus loves you. You know, and it's as if they want to say, oh, me? You know, me? Exactly. Really? You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
in many ways, we reach out to people with our music, right? Yeah. And people, the words, you have to listen to the words. It's a what a day when Jesus comes and some people can't get home. Right? Can't go back to where they're from, because we are coming from God. God made us. Amen. So we need to get back to God.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
You know, things were just messed up, and it's we have the whole life then that we have to
Amen.
Fix that.
Amen.
Right? And we need to help each other fix it. Right? Right. So that's what we're about.
Amen. Together.
Yes.
Amen. Unity in the church.
Amen. Shepherd, welcome.
Amen.
And again, we have Prodigal Son. This is, he's one of the biggest reggae gospel artists coming out of the Caribbean. He's one of them who pioneer the thing. His hardcore sound is just different. You know, he's able to reach the gangsters on the streets. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's coming from that place. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. Calvin is my brother. We both come from Trenchtown.
Yes.
I don't know if any of you hear that place. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the most volatile community back in Jamaica. And we survive growing up in that community.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Praise God.
And we're here today to share our testimony with you guys, to let you know what God has done for us.
Amen.
So, prodigal son.
Bless God.
Amen.
Thanks, brothers, for having me. And
welcome.
I am very chilled to just be a part of Gospel to the World. It's a Caribbean outreach, as Mr. Gallimore said, and Shepherd reiterate. Yeah. We want to make sure that we bring this gospel to the world in the format that they can relate. Paul says, some Paul plant, Apollos water, God bring the increase.
Yes.
So what we're doing, we're sowing. We're planting, and we are just using our music and the airwaves.
Yeah.
To give the voice to the people. There's someone that might not be even coming to the concert, but they're hearing the gospel right now, and that's what it is about.
Yes.
We want people to come out, but at the end of the day, what we really want them to do is to hear.
Yes.
And I would just simply say, because we don't have a lot of time, to say that what I would love for us to accomplish is simply the example that when the world is sitting, we should be standing.
Amen.
Amen.
When the world is standing, we should be outstanding.
Good work. Amen.
And when the world decides to be outstanding, we want us to be the standard.
Amen. It's awesome.
Wow.
So that's it for us. So it's not about, hey, Prodigal Son is the biggest gospel artist or whatever. What I want people to see is that Jesus is bigger than Prodigal Son.
Yes.
Jesus is bigger than what we're doing. But in the midst of it, we want people to understand that Jesus is what you need. He's not an option. He's not what you want. You can do without your wants. He is the be all and the end all of everything that we're doing. We want to reach the community that's lost. We want to reach the community that say, hey, what? I don't want Jesus. I don't want nothing but what they think. I'm saying that every situation that you're going through, Jesus can fix that. Gospel to the World, come to Gospel to the World. We want to set the atmosphere for Port St. Lucie, and it will never be the same again.
Amen.
When
Amen.
We leave, because we want to leave Amen. Jesus' power, his blood that resonate and that cross, and it has never changed. It still is and will always be the most powerful redemptive blood that there is.
Amen. Amen. So what we're talking about is bring unsaved friends.
Yes.
Correct.
That's it.
Ask the Father.
Because
who do I ask? Who do I know? Who is next door? Who's down the street? Who did I meet in the store? Who's at the bank? Who's at the gas station? You know, get the word out. Get the word out.
And as Gallimore said earlier, very profound, the cost is a contribution.
Yeah.
However, you don't have the money and you're listening, turn up.
That's awesome.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Hold us at our words.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you said if I didn't have it, I should come. And we'll say, freely he gave and freely you receive.
Amen.
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 Well, once again, Mr. Gallimore, would you give us the details, times, dates, place? It's coming up this weekend.
Well, Gospel to the World, June 4th. And it's going to be at 1474 Southeast Village Green Drive, Port St. Lucie. Time, 6 p.m. Showtime is 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. And you can go on and purchase your ticket at gospeltotheworld.eventbrite.com. That's gospeltotheworld.eventbrite.com. And for details, please call 561-563-1969. Again, 561-563-1969.
All right, Gallimore, we're going to have you, of course, and whoever you choose to bring, because I can see you hang out with great people in the kingdom. We're going to want to do some more of this on down the road for sure, but this event's coming up this weekend. You need to call your friends. You need to get the word out right now. Get it out on Facebook or Twitter, whatever, you know. I don't even know all the means. You guys know how to get the word out, but get the word out. This is coming this weekend. And Gallimore, I want one of you, you decide who's going to pray, either you or somebody here, but I want to just pray over this event on air before we move on to the next segment. Again, you're listening to Wednesday Live, and we're talking about Gospel to the World that's coming this weekend right here to Port St. Lucie. Gallimore.
All right, Prodigal, you want to take that for me?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we take you at your word, God. You say whatever we ask, you will grant. Father, we pray you cleanse us, you wash us in your mighty blood. And Father, as we look forward to do Gospel to the World in Port St. Lucie, we pray, oh God, that you will cleanse the atmosphere, cleanse the air. Lord, we pray that you will reach those who are who think they are unreachable, Lord God. Those who think that they're not redemptive, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that the mother, the father, the sister, the brother, every family member will be convicted. Every person under the sound of our voice, Lord God, that hear this prayer, that hear this advertisement, Lord, will understand that there's a need for Jesus. And us as Christians, us as believers, will continue to bring the gospel to the world, Lord God. We thank you for this radio station. We thank you, Lord God, that they allow you to use them to open this door that we could be here. Father, we pray just like you save us. Lord, if you can do anything or use anyone, Lord, you use us today, Lord God, to bring your people to the forefront. Father, in the name of Jesus, may your rule and your reign be established and your kingdom come and your will be done in and through us in this world, here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
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 Well, thank you so much for driving in this morning through, or swimming in, however you got here, through the lousy weather we had, because we know the sun never stops shining.
Amen.
Not in our lives. Amen. Amen. And hey, those of us who have been redeemed, we understand how much God loves us, but there's a lot of people that don't know that yet.
Yes.
So make plans to be a part of this this great event that's coming up this weekend. And now you guys going to sing a little bit along with this song. We got a song going on, What a Day.
Go home, lying lips is an abomination. When Jesus come, my summer, you can't go home. God, I look on your heart and not your denomination. When Jesus come, my summer, you can't go home. Oh, what a day, what a day, oh. What a day, what a day, oh. When Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
Well, this is Shepherd, and you're listening to WCNO. Yes, man.
Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
What a day is the salvation.
Add your heart when the Lord say come. When Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
Enter to the narrow gate and the tabo, wait till your life be good as soon done.
When Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
Get this.
Don't make the devil trick you and hypnotize you. When Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
Him only go fi kill, steal and destroy, no make him surprise you.
When Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
Oh, what a day, eh, 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 what a day, what a day, what a day,
yeah, yo. When Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
Lift Jesus up, 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 cause he's a bigger than them. And shake your tambourine until the cymbal chop off of them.
That's a Caribbean flavor for you.
I love it. Is that all?
No,
I love it.
In the Bible, when Jesus come, somewhere you can go home.
He'll prophesy from your no one of God disciple.
When Jesus come, somewhere you can go home.
What a day, what a day, oh, hey.
When Jesus come, somewhere you can go home.
What a day, what a day, oh.
When Jesus come, somewhere you can go.
Kenmore Gallimore Ministry proudly presents Gospel to the World.
Gospel to the World.
Free trade. Gospel greats like Prodigal Son. Mr. Gallimore.
Stop it.
You will do the perp. This is a public announcement.
Everybody Shepherd. Carry Donner.
No other God like you. Nobody else that's pure and true.
A.G. Icon.
Living by faith and not by sight.
Pastor Denise Thor, Remnant Worshippers.
And MC Nikki B.
Gospel to the World. Saturday, June 4th at Life Changing Ministries. 1474 Southeast Village Green Drive, Port St. Lucie. Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets are $25 pre-sold, $35 at the door. Purchase tickets gospeltotheworld.eventbrite.com. Call 561-563-1969. Sponsored by the Gallimore Motor Group.
Jesus bigger than what people say. Jesus bigger than what people say.
Hello?
Yes, hi there. We are, this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and you are listening to Wednesday Live, and I'm hopeful that I have Marty, is it Lewis, Gene Lewis?
John Lewis.
Welcome to WCNO, and I also have Miss Kim Stryker, who is with us, and we are excited about what God is doing in Christian films. And I believe you even had a little music going on up in Orlando. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. Yes.
Welcome, Kim.
Hi.
You know Marty well, and so we wanted you to be here and just sort of spearhead. We want to talk about what God's doing.
Amen. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Hey, Marty.
Hi, Kim.
Yeah. And this is David, Marty. We met. You probably don't remember my face, and that's probably a blessing, but we had a chance to talk.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Before Dave says anything else, Marty and Kim, I have to tell you something. David came back from this event as a teenager. He ended up losing at least a couple decades. He came back here so on fire that there is hardly a day that we're not talking about either a movie, a book, something that happened. And so I see the fire in David. I know that God has done an awesome thing in you, Marty. David, now go ahead and say what you're going to say. But I just have to say, this has been a life-changing thing for our radio station.
It has been.
Because it has ignited us in such a powerful way. And Kim, you sort of showed up one day and started this. And we're like, God, what are you doing now? Who's Kim? What's Kim up to? And, you know, she has a heart for every actor and whoever to just come to Christ and be on fire. Amen. Dave, you have something to say.
Well, you know, I was trying to speak for hours on end, but I just want to say, and I've said this to Kim too, but I was so taken up in the Spirit during the festival. I was just so in awe of what God has done that I missed the last 9 years. This is the 10th. And what God is doing in Christian media. I thank you for being faithful to the Lord to put this together every year and all the other things you do. I am coming back next year, and I'm going to try to get Jonathan to do the same. The Holy Spirit was so infused, so full at this festival. And you had people that are names, right, in the industry. And they were there, Nancy Stafford, Kevin Sorbo, and the people that I was, you know, knowing about, and so many others. And yet they were just so real and so humble. And it's God's humility that speaks to me most about what we are seeing in the advance of Christian media.
Okay. Now we have to start from scratch because someone's listening saying, who is Marty? And who is Kim, and what is David talking about? And so, Kim, tell us the event that took place, and then let's give Marty a proper introduction. You do that. And then, Marty, we want to hear a little bit about your vision and how we, as a part of Christian radio, can be partners in a most effective way, because you made tickets available to us, and I don't know, by next year maybe you will produce something really professional that we can just roll on air to help stir up the state of Florida to be a part. Kim.
Amen to all that. Well, about 10 years ago, Marty started. He's going to tell you the history of it because it's all miraculous. But what Dave attended and what I attended and what WCNO got involved in this year in promoting and bringing on speakers, sure, and actors and everything was the International Christian Film and Music Festival, which is an opportunity for Christians who want to see the culture changed, because we know that if we can change the media and if we can change film and we can have a godly influence in all of these actors' lives and in the productions that they're putting out there, we can change our culture for Christ. And that's everybody's ultimate
goal. That's the plan.
And Marty's piece of this is this International Christian Film and Music Festival, which is a miracle in itself, because other people have tried this. It hasn't really birthed itself into anything major. And what has happened over a 10-year period is incredible. The people that he's brought, the talent, and like Dave said, the Holy Spirit's presence is so apparent. You can just feel it. Awesome. You go into these sessions and you just feel God's presence.
Awesome.
And then when they start speaking, it's amazing. Everyone's blessed and touched. And Marty's made sure that there were prayer warriors behind him every step of the way. There's prayer rooms going on, people praying with each other in the foyers, and
that's awesome.
Incredible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Marty, again, welcome to WCNO. This is Wednesday Live, and you know, we're covering a big chunk of Florida. We could have you know, as much as 30% of the state has access, more than 30% of the state has access to listen to us. But the most important thing is we're here to be a big mouth for God, and we're glad that you've joined us today. Tell us a little bit of the story. We have a few minutes here. Tell us some of the story. How did this happen? What did God do in you? How did all this come together? And what's God saying?
Yes, thank you very much, Shani. So, about
Marty, we're losing you. Our connection, I don't know what's happening. Are you on a direct landline, or are we on a cell phone?
I'm on a cell phone connected to a Wi-Fi. Can you hear me better?
That is better. That is better. Thank you.
Sorry about that. So about 13, 14 years ago, I used to take my kids to watch some movies, what they called a festival. So I just used to take my kids to watch VeggieTales or whatever that was on, Christian cartoons that was available. And 1 year later, basically they decided not to continue that ministry. And I called a friend of mine, and I asked him what's going on, and he told me, well, you know, for funding, they decided to pull it. And at that very moment, I felt God saying, you need to take that mantle. You need to do something about this. At the same time, I said,
we lost you again, Marty. All right, Kim, somehow he dropped out there.
Yeah. Well, I do know that I'm not sure what happened between years 13 and 10 years ago, but I do know that they started the first year when Marty was hearing God really propelling him to step out in faith, because he really did not want to have to assume this responsibility that he felt he was being called to. So
I mean, this is a great ministry. It's turned into something really impactful.
He started with an online festival.
Okay.
So he did it for the first year because that felt safe. I'm just repeating what I've heard him give in his testimony, that he had this online film festival, and it was fine. But he then felt that God was calling him, and his family was involved, and you know, his wife and he were praying about this, and he stepped out in faith and went ahead and tried to do a live one. And it was like, if you build it, they will come, because he was able to get favor with some huge people. I remember one of the first years that I attended, Stephen Baldwin was there. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big name. Yeah. And he had only been a Christian for a few years at that point, but he was powerful. And then what happens is then they connect you to other people when they see that it's legitimate work of God.
Sure.
Then other people want to get involved. Yeah. And, you know, as you spoke with Nancy and you know her heart, and
yes,
there's just a big movement there. But there was also prayers going on even behind the scenes. And if Marty comes back in, Marty, just jump in.
Marty, are you with us? Or maybe we'll try to reach him again by phone.
Yeah, I know he's probably he's in Texas, and he had just
I'm gonna try to call him again. Go ahead and talk. We'll see if we can get him on air.
So, but I do you know, as everyone knows, I'm very involved with the Hallelujah Prayer Network, and I do having been raised in the industry. My father was in the industry, and my son and everybody. I can see a change since Karen Cavell and the Hallelujah Prayer Network have made an active effort to pray for Hollywood, pray for you don't have to be always making a Christian movie. You can be a Christian actor who's in a film, a Christian actor who's in a TV show. Christian writers, the influence that's going on in the background, people may look at a show like That 70s Show and look at all the things that are wrong with it, but Dean Battali was one of the writers on that show, and his Christian influence really was able to keep that show from really going as raw as the other writers would have liked to have it. So we need to just keep praying for those people, whether they're writers, actors, producers, because they're able to either help influence what's coming out or maybe make things that are truly a Christian film and family friendly films.
Amen. I'm not sure, Marty, were we able to reconnect?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so, excellent.
I apologize.
Kim stepped in and kind of brought us along a little bit. So, Kim, where are we with, I know Marty was out and you sort of filled a few of the spots there.
Okay, I had mentioned that you started off with an online film festival and that you were able then to, with your family's support, to move forward into a live film festival. And I mentioned that Stephen Baldwin was there and you started having favor with people and
Amen.
Left it there.
Yeah, perfect. And, you know, God started, what I've learned is that you put God in the center of it and he does what he needs to do. For me, it was never about trying to make a big festival or becoming the largest film festival. It was never about that for me. It was always about how do we honor God through these films? And that was the number one thing. And just God started doing what he needed to do. And it started growing naturally.
So in Orlando, for example, what kind of, who were some of the people that were there, and what kind of attendance, you know, what kind of people come to an event like this?
So, I mean, all of the people that have done Christian films that you know of have attended at one point from, she mentioned Stephen Baldwin,
Marty cut out,
Kendrick,
but
Kendrick, who produced Courageous and War Room and all of those movies. Some point, David A.R. White. I mean, you know, everybody comes through ICFF. Many of them do return. But we started out by having probably the second year, because the first year was online, the second year we probably had maybe 150 people. And it just started doubling from there, and it started growing. And this festival is for everybody, not just people that are into filmmaking, but people that want to know and enjoy Christian films.
Marty, how important is it that Christians support the the Christian film industry and have a heart to even pray for those in secular production.
Oh, it is crucial because me and my family, and I know a lot of other families, are complaining about what we are watching today. Mm. So what's the alternative? It's both Christian content. It's important to support them so they can create more content that we all love, that does not have certain agendas, but God's agenda only. And it's important to pray for them because they need it, because they're being under attack every single day.
Well, I know that's part of your vision, Kim, as well, is that the body of Christ become prayer participants and partners in lifting up those who are in the arts. You know, one thing that I know, we had some calls coming in from some younger people that have interest and vision in getting involved. And what do you see taking place? I mean, as general manager here at WCNO, and as a pastor and just a part of the body of Christ involved with different leadership groups with pastors and leaders, we have been praying for a great awakening, another great awakening, and a great revival. And we do see some signs of that. Do you see any signs of that? And is there a place for young people to step up and become a part of this great awakening and revival?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I do see that. I do see, I mean, if you think about it, we had 1,000 submissions, which means that there are a lot more Christian content being produced. That also tells me that not only that we need it, but we're asking and craving for it. And the world needs it. And yes, and I do see that younger people are more and more involved as to part of it. One of the winners this year as Best Actress was a teenager. Mm. That's the first time we've ever had that.
Mm.
So it's important for younger folks to be a part. We need them.
Amen. Well, the story, the God story in our lives, which, Marty, I know I'm going to have to, we're going to have to bring you back, and I want to hear your God story. But, you know, the Apostle Paul never stopped telling his God story. And movies do that in such a large, expansive way that can be so impactful. And it can just reach so many more people than one person could ever travel to reach. And I just think about missions films and different movies that have impacted the family, impacted marriage, impacted reconciliation in marriages, and impacted our nation in so many positive ways. And, you know, so many times it seems we see the negative, but in talking with you, we're seeing what God has raised up that is really God's plan to impact our generation. Yes. I'm thinking of pastors. What can pastors do? What can local politicians do? What can Christians who are in the business arena, what can they do to have a voice with you in this day?
Yeah, so one of the things that is happening is that we, you know, there are a lot of films with excellent messages. For example, I recently did a film on human trafficking with a salvation message at the end.
Excellent.
Right? So I think it's important for the churches to support that. And one of the things that I will say that is, I don't get a lot of support from the church for that type of film. And I think it's very, very needed. Where I will get support from the politicians, even though it's a Christian movie, I don't get the support from some of the churches, even though it's a Christian movie.
I have to say, I have seen this over and over. So many good movies, because I've been in this realm for a long time, and I used to get the screeners from everybody, and I would see some movies, and they were amazing. And all we would be asking is, could you open the doors and let us even just have a free screening, just to let people
get the message out,
be aware of it, mm-hmm. or could we show the trailer? It does seem like the church seems to be church hierarchy seems to be sort of the last people to really feel the message that God is doing in the media. They don't seem to be aware of it. It's like for so long they've pushed it away because they felt that it was, you know, there were bad things going on in Hollywood and bad things happening in film, so I'll just stay away from theaters, don't go to the movies, that they're having a hard time coming back and embracing even good Christian films.